In this bulletin, the coalition promises to cut the cost of medication under the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. At least 50 people dead following a powerful explosion at a mosque in Afghanistan. And in sport, former tennis star Boris Becker jailed for hiding hundreds of thousands in assets after declaring bankruptcy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghed. The federal coalition has pledged to cut the cost of medications for everyday conditions such as blood pressure and high cholesterol under a $150 million cost of living measure that will benefit millions of Australians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the price of medications listed under the pharmaceutical benefit scheme would be cut from the 1st of January next year. The $10 savings per script would see the price of PBS medicines drop from $42.50 to $32.50 and would ease the hip pocket pressure on more than 19 million Australians each year, he said. The measure would save Australians $150 million each year. National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, Trent Twomey, welcomed the announcement. United States President Joe Biden is pushing Congress to provide up to $33 billion U.S. dollars to help Kyiv, nearly 10 times the aid the Biden administration has sent since the conflict began in Ukraine 2 months ago. President Biden says the cost of the fight is high, but the price on aggression would be more costly as he requested a supplemental funding bill to better support Ukraine against the invasion from Russia.
We have to do this. We have to do our part as well, leading the alliance. The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen.
Russia is attempting to fully capture two eastern provinces known as the Donbass, and it has fired missiles at the capital. The leader of besieged Mariupol has vowed never to give over the Ukrainian city as part of a future peace agreement amid the conflict with Russia. Mayor Vadim Boychenko says he expects NATO forces to join in the fight against Russia as he requested international support through weapons. Mr. Boychenko is asking allies to step in to bring the battle to an end as soon as possible and promised Mariupol will remain a Ukrainian city.
There's never been such an issue in the talks, and it will not be raised ever to surrender Mariupol for the sake of peace. We can only return what is ours, and Mariupol has been and will remain Ukrainian, and we will do everything to ensure this.
A powerful explosion has killed more than 50 worshippers after prayers at a Kabul mosque. The blast hit the Khalifa Sahib Mosque in the west of the capital. The attack came as worshippers at the Sunni mosque gathered after Friday prayers. A health source said hospitals had received 66 dead bodies and 78 wounded people so far. Emergency hospital in downtown Kabul said it was treating 21 patients and two were dead on arrival. A worker at another hospital treating attack patients said it had received 49 patients and around 5 bodies. 10 of the patients were in critical condition, the source added, and almost 20 had been admitted to the burns unit. A spokesman for the ruling Taliban condemned the blast and said the perpetrators would be found and punished. German tennis great Boris Becker has been jailed by a London court for hiding hundreds of thousands of pounds of assets after he was declared bankrupt. Mr. Becker was convicted earlier this month of 4 charges under Britain's Insolvency Act, including failing to disclose, concealing, and removing significant assets following a bankruptcy trial. The 54-year-old 6-time Grand Slam champion was found guilty of transferring money to his wife Barbara and estranged wife Charlelli after his 2017 bankruptcy. The 2-time Australian Open champion was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months in prison at London's Southwark Crown Court. Mr. Becker will serve half his sentence behind bars and the remainder on license. He was previously convicted of tax evasion in Germany in 2002, for which he received a suspended prison sentence. Australia's Eurovision contender Sheldon Riley is flying to Italy this weekend in preparation for his performance at the International Global Song Contest this May. The 23-year-old will sing the tune, Not the Same, next month when he takes to stage in Turin after being chosen by Australian viewers as the nation's representative. Mr. Riley told SBS News he has come a long way in his storytelling abilities, and he expects that singing the song will be an emotional experience on the night.
I'm just excited to perform and show people what I've got. I also think because I've been wanting this for so long, it's not just a get up and do it thing. It's I've been planning for a long time, so you can best believe it's going to be very big.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, much the same, 18. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, morning rain, 19. Wollongong, rain, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, rain, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, much the same, 29 degrees. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees.